Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but we have to say...
Mea culpa.
Because on a recent quiz about Norway, I said there were four borders, and there are actually three.
Yes, and our good friend Matt Gaffney from Virginia pointed this out to us, so thanks, Matt, for keeping us on our toes. And if I knew how to say that in Norwegian, I would. And speaking of clearing things up, Ian, why don't you clear up the challenge from last week?
That's right. I said start with the name of Norwegian Edvard Munch's most famous work. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, three letters in the first, six in the second, that might describe an action a New York art lover on a mission might undertake. What is the painting and what is the action? And you got this one in a hurry.
I did. The painting is The Scream, and the action that the art lover might do is a Met search.
Well done.
As in the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Correct. Nice job.
Thank you. Okay, Ian, on January 24th, 1984, the first Apple Macintosh computer went on sale. It was beige, had a 9-inch black and white monitor, a handle for easy carrying, and sold for $2,495. To commemorate the 30th anniversary of that historic Apple product, this week our questions are all about apples.
Oh boy.
In the late 1960s, the members of what rock band formed Apple Corps, that's C-O-R-P-S, a multimedia corporation whose film division's first production was the movie Magical Mystery Tour.
That was the Beatles.
That was the Beatles. And other productions that the film division was responsible for include Son of Dracula, starring Harry Nilsson and Ringo Starr.
And I believe they also signed James Taylor, our friend here at WAMC.
They did. Apple Blythe Allison Martin is the older child of Chris Martin, the lead singer of the band Coldplay, and what actress who won an Academy Award for her role in the 1998 film Shakespeare in Love?
I believe that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
That is correct. And Apple's middle name, Blythe, is after Gwyneth Paltrow's mother, Blythe Danner.
Aha.
In Greek mythology, the Hesperides tended a garden containing a tree that produced golden apples. Stealing the apples from the garden was the 11th of the 12 labors of whom?
Hercules?
Yes, that's right. And the Shakespeare play Love's Labor's Lost includes the line, "Is not love a Hercules still climbing trees in the Hesperides?"
Huh.
The Son of Man, a painting featuring a man in a suit and a bowler hat with an apple obscuring most of his face, was painted by what French surrealist?
I can picture it. Well, French fruit leads me to Cézanne, but I know that's wrong.
Nope. You give up? It's René Magritte.
Aha.
And finally.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Is an exchange between actor Scott William Winters and Matt Damon from what 1997 film about a genius mathematician working as an MIT janitor?
I just recently saw it, actually. Good Will Hunting.
For the first time you recently saw
it? Yeah, a couple of years back.
Nice. Well, once again, Ian cut right to the core of our quiz. He went 4 for 5 this week. Oh, and how do you like them apples? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this slice of a challenge.
Start with the phrase red delicious. Change one letter to a P, and you can spell three words, one that can precede the word apple and two that can follow it to make common two-word phrases. What are the words?
Good Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor whose crosswords appear in the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.